whatever goes in is just fine. The seafood diet, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, me too.
I'm not even going to try to do anything right now.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. The time is 1 p.m. The next item on our agenda is prayer, and I've asked Speaker Goodfox to render a prayer this afternoon.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today, and we give you all the thanks, praise, and glory. We are so blessed to have this Easter season, and we just ask for special blessings and prayers, and that you look down upon all of our Indian people, wherever they may be. We ask that you give special blessings to our children, Father. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you.
Next item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here. Thank you. We have a quorum. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes on the calendar invite. You'll find the minutes, but I also sent a packet that should contain everything for today's meeting. So we have two sets of minutes, if you'll remember. The first set is dated September 19th, 2022. And in our last meeting, we had decided to bring these back for discussion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve the minutes dated September 19th, 2022 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed?
I'm sorry. I'm still looking at them because I'm noticing that the adjournment has four yays and zero nays, and I'm not seeing where someone left.
It says
Congresswoman Redcorn left the meeting.
Yeah, at 3:17 p.m.
Oh, so, I believe you, but where does it say that again? Show me. I'm not seeing it, so I'm trying to find it just for my own
eyes. After ONCA 22-102, discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we had a motion and a second of everyone voted yes. There was no one opposed, so the motion passes. The next minutes that we need to approve are dated April 3rd, 2023.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe the very last line that says Congresswoman Lemon adjourned the meeting needs to say Chair Revard.
Okay. If you could, Brooklyn, make that adjustment for us.
I relinquished the chair back to her.
Right.
Right after motion to report, Congresswoman Revard moved to report ONCA 2324 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. And I wouldn't make the motion also and then adjourn the meeting.
Well, I don't, but if you look down, the motion to report, Congresswoman Revard moved to report, and she wouldn't have done that being the chair either.
Right, because I was the chair until she finished reporting that out and it got passed. And then I relinquished the chair back to her right before the health benefit report.
Any other questions?
So the correction needs to be
the very last line. It needs to say Chair Revard or Congresswoman Revard adjourned the meeting at whatever time. Thank you. Motion to report. Motion to approve the minutes dated April 3rd. 2023 as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. So the next item on our agenda is item number 5, which is the consideration of appointees. These are actually reappointments for the Home Health Board. And the first one that you'll see is Carla Kaur Brown. And in your packet, you will see her appointee questionnaire and verification, including her resume. And I just wanted to let the committee know that As the chair, I went through the code to try to find out what qualifications are reflected in law. And the only area that affects this would be in 15 ONC 5105F, which is all business boards, non-business boards, and commission boards with a managerial function over an entity with more than $1 million in annual revenue or an annual appropriation would require all board members to be bonded for a minimum of $500,000. I've attached the financials as of January. That's the last financials we've received, which include a balance sheet and an income statement. And on their balance sheet, they have the current year and the prior year, and I'm not seeing that the $1 million would affect this entity for bonding purposes. So if there's any questions regarding Ms. Brown. just a little history. We had received this from the executive branch on February 27, 2023. We sent out our packet from Congress, and we received it back on March 17th.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that Carla Core Brown is qualified by education and experience and has no legal or ethical barriers to serve.
We have a second. Motion. A motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you. The next for consideration is Debbie Chishawala. Again, she's a reappointment. And in your packet, you'll find her questionnaire and her resume. We were notified the same day by the executive branch on February 27th and received our information back on March 17th,
2023. Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I move that Debbie Cheshawala is qualified by education and experience and has no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. Last item on our agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. We are adjourned at 1:13 p.m.